good to be back. There's a lot of information that for work I had going this week. A lot of information. Yeah, I think I got it eventually. Momentarily. Got it. I win. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Don't forget, you know, we was going to have church last week, but I forgot I ended up having to go to Las Vegas to get it figured out. Going to Las Vegas for work. I had a bunch of classes I forgot about. That's where I was at all last week. So we're actually going to have church tonight at 6 o'clock. If you want to come, come. If you don't. Amen. That's simple. Amen. And if you're not sure about it, yeah, you can come. Amen. It will be 6 o'clock for you military people. That's 1800. Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Chelsea sends her love. Obviously, she dropped off Layla there at Jacksonville, Florida for college. Yeah, so dropped her off, got her all settled in. She apparently is on the fourth floor, and the elevator didn't work. So that was always fun, you know. Yeah. Good exercise, you know. Apparently you can eat whatever you want after you do that all day. Amen. Oh, it's too funny. Amen. So she got good and settled in and all that stuff. She actually just got on the plane about 9:30. So she'll be back. I don't know if she'll make it tonight, though. But she'll be back sometime today. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, we'll pray and go ahead and get started. Father God, we love, thank you, praise you, and magnify your holy name. And we thank you, Father God, for your word. We thank you, Father God, to be able to gather around like believers, to be able to feed our faith, Father God, on your written word, on your word that you sent for us to be able to read and to meditate on and to grow in. That way we don't have to live a defeated life. Hallelujah. But Father God, that we can be able to live victorious life every day of our life. That we don't have to just run around like everybody else, lost and not know what to do. But Father God, I thank you gave us for our answers for our everyday life. Any question that would ever come up in our life, any situation that would ever try to pop its head up in our life, I thank you, Father God, we can go to the Word and we can find the answer immediately. And I thank you, Father God, as soon as we find the Word or the answer, we can speak to that situation immediately, take care of it, and then to continue to move forward. We don't have to stop, backpedal, move to the left or right, but we can stay straight, move forward, use our authority, and stay with it. And we thank you for it, and we thank you for your word this morning. Father God, I thank you. I just ask you to make my tongue as the pen of a ready writer. Bring forth truth this morning, as not even that I would even myself was planned on saying. But I thank you, Father God, unveil and reveal truths this morning from your word to each and every one of us. And Father God, I thank you for it. I stand in faith for it. And everybody else that agreed said amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. I have been teaching a lot lately, but I feel like the preach is coming on. Hallelujah. I'm just going to read a few deals that I wrote down a little bit earlier. Naturally, we do things that help us to be an excess in life, right? Naturally, we do stuff, correct? You know, we'll go to college so that we can become doctors or lawyers or whatever we want to be, correct? Or, you know, if we want to be bodybuilders, what do? We'll go to the gym. We'll create a workout schedule. You know, if we want to be fit, what do? Go to McDonald's every day? You know, some people go to the extreme of they will make their eating plan a month in advance. Did y'all know that? Some people will make their eating plan a week in advance, and they will prep all their meals for that week on a Saturday or something. That way, all they got to do is go to their fridge and get their meal, and it's done for them. Did y'all know that? Any of y'all do that? Nobody does? Amen. I guess that's a bad analogy then. Stephanie does. There you go. All right. Anybody do any kind of prepping like that for anything else? Anything? What I'm trying to get at is spiritually, what do we do? See, when it comes to spiritual things, we're lazy. Not us, because we're here today. I'm talking about the people that didn't show up. Amen. But spiritually, we get lazy sometimes. We just go, well, God knows. God will do it. He knows. Amen. But nowhere in the Bible have I ever read, and if you find it, please after church, show me the scripture. And then we can talk about it. But nowhere in the Bible have I ever read where it says, God knows exactly what you need. You don't have to ask him for it. He knows, and he'll just give it to you. And if you know the scripture, the verse, please show it to me. But we get to be a little lazy sometimes. But naturally, we'll do everything we can to be a success in life. But spiritually, we just kind of, we'll study. We'll study. Man, we'll do classes. Go to seminars. I was just in a whole bunch of classes all week. All week. Just almost. Anyway. But what are we doing spiritually? Biblically. You know? It's just something to think about. I'm not getting on anybody. You understand that, right? We're just talking. Okay. All right, good. So put a smile on your face. Don't be mad. We're good. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to me. Just so you know, so we go ahead and get this out there. Whenever I get up here and preach, by no means am I preaching to you. I'm preaching to me. Do y'all understand that? And I'm serious. Anytime I ever get up here and preach, I might be looking at y'all, but while I'm talking, I'm going, oh, help me, Jesus. Hopefully they don't know I'm talking about myself right now. Don't raise your hand, okay? Don't raise your hand on this question. Do not raise your hand. Don't do it. Don't raise your hand. I want to get that out there. Do not raise your hand. So, who's believing God for something right now? Don't raise your hand. And if you are, what scriptures do you have backing up what you're believing God for? And if you have scriptures, how many do you have? And, you know, you could have one or two. That's fine. You ain't got to have 800 of them. Amen? Because the Word of God works. But a doctor will tell you, hey, you want to get better? You got to take this medication 5 times a day. Take it for 3 weeks. Come back and see me. Yeah. We'll say what? Okay. We'll use that whole bottle. Yeah. We will use the whole bottle, and then we will be back next week ready. Actually, we show up early. We show up early. We don't show up late to the doctor's appointment. We show up early to see him. I'm back, and I took all of it. What do I do now? So, what are we believing God for? What scriptures are we standing on? And the scriptures we're standing on, have we read them once? Or are we reading them constantly? Because that'll let you know. That'll let you know. That's where a lot of people kind of... A lot of people say they're believing God for something, but in all actuality, they're not. It's easy to say, I'm believing God for something. Anybody can say it. But when the rubber meets the road, amen. Amen. Okay. Well, let's get moving so y'all don't throw rocks. Go over to Genesis 3:8. Amen. Can I tell y'all a secret? Okay, thank you. I was going to tell you anyways. That's why it took me a few years to get a truck. See, I'm not preaching to y'all. But he just reminded me of that. He said, that's why it took you so long. That'll learn you. Yep. Amen. So see, I ain't just talking to y'all. I have to learn this just like y'all have to learn it. But sometimes we overthink it, or we just don't think about it, or we just kind of let it go sometimes. Amen. Genesis 3:8. And they heard the sound. Who is he talking about? Adam. Say Adam and Eve. Say Adam and Eve. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden. You got King James, please? Excuse me. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves. Say, hid themselves. From the what? From the Lord. Next, please. Amongst the trees of what? The garden. Next. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was what?
Afraid.
Because I was naked, and I hid myself. Right? And then what? And who said this? God said, what? Who told you that? Who told you you were naked? Who told you you were sick? Who told you that you have to live in lack? Who told you you couldn't have a new house paid off? Who told you that you have to get COVID? Who told you that? We need to know who's behind saying it. We need to know the authority behind what's being said. We need to know. We need to know. What's the authority behind what's being said? Is it scriptural? Is it from God? If it's not, it's got no authority and no leg to stand on. He said, who told you that? Who told you that? We need to ask ourselves that a lot. Yes. Who told me that?
Amen.
Who told me that nobody can get a raise? Who told me that nobody in my section's getting a raise?
Right.
Who told me that? My boss? I know I work for him, but he doesn't control nothing.
Right. Amen.
Look, if we continue to think and just stay naturally, we'll be controlled naturally. I know we're natural, but don't just stay there all the time. You got to get outside that. Look, God is a spirit. Y'all understand that? You know you are a spirit. You understand that? I know we have a body, but we are spirits. Y'all understand that? Y'all get that, right? But he said, Adam, who told you you were naked? Who? Who told you that you are sick? You know, when somebody calls us, how are you doing? Well, I'm sick. Who told you that? Who told you that you were sick? I mean, seriously. Whenever we told somebody, well, I'm sick, I'm not feeling good, who told you that? Did God tell you that? So then why are we trying to agree with somebody that's already a defeated foe, that's already defeated, that's going to be cast into the lake of fire? Why agree with somebody like that? We already know he's a liar. So why would I agree or listen to somebody that I already know lies? So I'm going to listen to somebody that I know for a fact 100% lies constantly. So now I'm going to take advice from him. That's like going to an accountant or to an investor knowing good and well 100% he lies about everything. Me taking millions to him going, hey, what's the best investment I can do? And him tell me something crazy, and I know good and well he lies about everything, and me going, okay, here. What sense would that make? About as much sense as me going, well, I'm sick. All right, maybe you'll get that later. Okay. Amen. Are y'all okay? Look, smile, please. Thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. Go over to John, please. Let's go there. See what happens. Amen. John. John 15:7. But if you abide in the news, in the world, in what your friends say, and all what everybody else says. Look, that's how we act sometimes. Well, look, you know, I heard that this and this is going on, though. Well, I heard. That's some of our best language right there. Well, I heard. Well, I heard. good. Thank you for what you heard. What did the Bible say? What did the Word say? Can you tell me that? No, I don't know what that says, but I heard. Well, there's the kind of disconnect right there. Amen. But we're getting better. Amen. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it might be done for you maybe someday. Hopefully, I'll just sit here and pray with you. Maybe God will do something for you, hopefully. I don't know if he will or not. Maybe. That's sometimes the prayer that we pray, though. Not us here, you know, the people that's not here today. Because whenever we pray, that's kind of how it is. If you think about it, well, God, I don't know if I can have it, but if I can, please, you know, open a door, or shut a window, make this leaf blow off the tree real fast. Amen. Amen. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what? Anything. And it shall be done for your neighbor. See, if you abide in me, he's telling you, look, if you hang out with me and you learn me and you learn how I operate and you learn how I do things, you'll ask me and you'll know for a fact. You won't hesitate. It won't be questionable. You won't doubt. You won't waver. You won't go back and forth. And whenever you do ask and a situation comes up contrary to what you just asked, it won't knock you back. And it won't knock you off balance. Because you'll know, no, this belongs to me. I asked for it. This is the desire of my heart. God, you said ask for it and I'll have it. If I abide in you, that's exactly what I'm doing. It belongs to me. Shut up, Satan, and you keep going. See, because once you abide in him, you know exactly what his word says. Turn over to 1 John 5:17. Please. Can you pull it up in the Amplified Classic? Go to 5:14 first. We'll go to 5:14 and 15. Not 17, sorry. Say again. I'm going to read John 15:7 to y'all real fast. Stay right there where you're at, please. I'm going to read John 15:7 to you out of the Passion real fast. It says, "But if you live in life union with me, and if my words live powerfully, powerfully within you, then you can ask whatever you desire and it will be done." Powerfully, there is a good word. Amen. And this is the confidence, the assurance, the privilege of boldness, which we have in Him. We are sure. Look, this is letting me know. Look, this is it. Once I ask, it belongs to me. This is exactly what this scripture is saying. That if I ask anything, make any. Say any. Say any. Request according to His will, in agreement with His own plan, He listens to and hears us. Say He hears us. Next, please. "And if, since we positively know that He listens to us in whatever we ask, we also know," look at this word, "with settled." Settled. What is settled? Settled. Done, ain't moving. Settled. Settled. Whenever I used to work for Mom and Dad, they still got the concrete plant. We'd pour big forms and stuff. There's one time we poured this, it was about an 8-foot wall, about a foot wide, and big metal forms. And he had this drill that had this big, long, it's like a vibrating thing on it. And so it helped get all the air bubbles out of all that concrete. That way it didn't, your concrete didn't break or nothing whenever it dried, right? So what was we doing? So we'd stick that big drill down in there, and you know, so you'd start pouring it, but you'd stick that drill way down in there while you're pouring it, and you'd just start running that drill through there, and that vibrate, it just starts slapping everything, hitting the walls, knocking all them air bubbles out. Why? It's settling it. It's making it so strong that as soon as you take them forms off, it ain't moving. It's settling it. How it settled. See, if you abide in me, you get settled. It's exactly what God said. That's why John 15:7 goes along with this one. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you become settled. And you'll be able to ask whatever you desire, whatever you're wanting. And it'll be done for you. You won't be questioning it. You had missed a great opportunity to say amen. "And if, since we positively know that He listens to us, and whatever we ask, we also know with settled and absolute knowledge that we have granted us as our present possessions the request made of Him." Amen. Amen. It's settled. See, once you pray, once you say amen, it's settled. Why allow anything else to say no? Because if Satan is a liar, then anything he tries to pop up, we know is what? So then why would we try to get moved or backed up from what we're believing God for if we know if He's the father of lies? Amen. Anybody getting anything out of this? Are you sure? Amen. Yeah, we'll go over there. John, Judges, real fast, please. 16. Judges 16, we'll start about verse 5. Do it out of the King James. What did I tell y'all to go to? Okay, I went to 5 for some reason. 16, yes. I was making sure. Judges 16. Everybody there? Amen. I'm going to read it to you out of the King James. And the Lord of the Philistines came up unto her and said unto her, this is Samson and Delilah. Excuse me. And said unto her, entice him and see wherein his great strength lieth, and by what means we may prevail against him, that we may bind him to afflict him, and we will give thee every one of us 1,100 pieces of silver. And Delilah said unto said to Samson, tell me, I pray thee, wherein thy great strength lieth, and wherewith thou mightest be bound to afflict thee. Right? And that's a lot to read. So you go down through there, and she told him a bunch of different stuff, right?
Yes.
Okay, I agree. And then you go over to verse 15, and it says, and she said unto him, how canst thou say I love thee, when thine heart is not with me? Thou hast mocked me these 3 times, and hast not told me wherein thy great strength lieth. And it came to pass when she did what? Look at those first 3 words. When she pressed him daily.
Amen.
Pressed him daily. Satan presses us daily, and he gets us to move. And that's when a lot of people go, see, that faith stuff don't work. I told you.
Amen. Amen.
All because a little bit of pressure, or because Satan, obviously the father of lies, doesn't want you owning anything. He doesn't want you having anything. He wants to kill you. Right? He wants to steal from you. He wants to destroy you. Amen?
Amen.
And so he's trying to hold everything back that you're going after. But he can't. But yet he still tries to. But he can't. But he really tries to. But he can't. I said he can't. Amen. And so he'll try to press us daily. To do what? To get us out of faith. Because without faith, it's what? Impossible to do what? Another way to say it is, without faith, it's impossible to move God. So she pressed him daily until he finally gave in. Okay. All right, I'll tell you. Well, look, y'all have to do this. Because you hear it on the news every day. Look, y'all have to do this. Look, y'all have to do this. Look, y'all need to do this. And then people finally go, okay, fine, I'll do it. And then jobs come up, look, you got to do this. And then mayors come up, look, y'all got to do this. Okay, all right, fine, I'll do it. Be impressed daily. But when you know your authority, you stand your ground, but you don't understand. Well, look, if you got questions about it, just come talk to me afterwards. All right? I don't want to get into a bunch of stuff right now. But be impressed daily, and he finally just gave in, right?
Yeah.
Didn't he?
Yeah.
He did, because she shaved his head.
Yes.
And the Philistines got him. Plucked his eyes out.
Yep.
Didn't they?
Yes.
You ought to read that. Read the rest of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
They plucked his eyes out. Made fun of him.
Yeah.
Put him to work.
Yeah.
I looked up press. It means to bear down on, to hold down, to lean on, to force, to squeeze, to compress, and to wedge. Now, isn't that just, think about it. That's something that Satan does to us. Tried to not, he doesn't do it to us. Amen. He tries to do it to us daily. He really does. He'll try it. It's like he gets amnesia. It's like, you know, it's like you whoop him, then he goes away, then all of a sudden he comes back. But he just wants to know if you're settled. Amen. He wants to know if you're settled. We are, ain't we? I said we are. Amen. She pressed him daily. She pressed him daily. With what? So interesting. So interesting. With her words.
Yes, sir.
Words. Not with force.
Right.
Not with muscle. Not with strength. With what? Are you sure you got healed? You don't feel that pain in your body? I think it's cancer. I bet that's cancer. You better go get that looked at. Google that bump real fast. I bet it's cancer. And see, I mean, we laugh, but listen. And then we go, man, I wonder what that bump is, though. You know, and then we start doing that. And then fear goes like this. And then as soon as fear grabs a hold of something, faith no longer exists. Doubt exists. Because of words. She didn't force him to do nothing. She just talked to him. Look, I thought you loved me. I thought you said you would do this for me. I thought you said you was for us. What's going on?
Yep.
Amen. All right. Hallelujah. Amen. And then urged him. I looked up urged, and it means to try earnestly or persistently to persuade someone to do something.
Yes,
to persuade them. See, you're not making anybody do nothing. You're persuading them to accept what you're saying. That way, they do it for you.
Yes.
Come on. Amen. That was good. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Amen. Go over to Exodus 32, please. I'm going to read it out of King James again. Say amen when you get there. Everybody there? All right. Genesis? No. Don't go there because I'm not there. Go to Exodus. That's where I'm at. 32. Exodus 32, verse 1. And it said, "And when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down out of the mount, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron and said unto him, Up, make us gods, which shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man that brought us just ignorant. Look, just acting like they don't even know who Moses is now. As for this Moses, what do you mean, as for this Moses? As for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we wot not what is become of him. And Aaron said unto them, Break off the golden earrings which are in the ears of your wives, of your sons, and of your daughters, and bring them unto me. And all the people break off the golden earrings which were in the ears, and brought them unto Aaron. And he received them at their hand, and fashioned it with a graving tool, after he had made it a what? And they said, These be thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee out of the land of what?
Egypt.
Okay. So apparently they got amnesia between verse 1 and verse 4. Because verse 1 said, as for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt. Verse 4, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt, these be the thy gods which brought us up out of the land of Egypt. Just quick. Right? And when Aaron saw it, he built an altar before it, and Aaron made a proclamation and said, tomorrow is a feast to the Lord. And they rose up early on the morrow and offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings. And the people sat down to eat and to drink and rose up to play. Now, I don't know if y'all ever read about the Israelites, but not one time did they ever do that for God.
Right. Amen.
You should read it.
Yes. Amen.
Not one time did they ever do that for God.
Yep.
Not one time. It even said they rose up early.
Yes.
They rose up early. But not one time did they do that for God. To get up and praise Him and to thank Him for bringing them out. But that's not the point that I wanted y'all to see at all. Sorry, got sidetracked. All right, the golden calf, where are we at here? Verse 4, where it says, and after he had made the molten calf, verse 4, y'all see that? Where'd that calf come from? I understand it came from the gold and the earrings and the fire. I get that. But the image itself, where did that come from? Came from Egypt. See, that's the image that the Egyptians worshipped. And so, see, pressure came. A little bit of pressure came. And see, when a little bit of pressure came, it started squeezing them.
Yeah.
And see, whenever pressure comes and starts squeezing, whatever's on the inside's coming to the top.
Amen.
And you'll find out real fast what you believe.
Yeah.
You'll find out real fast what you believe. Amen. Even people that claim to be atheists and things, you get over into a situation and you start getting into gunfights, all of a sudden they start saying, God help me. I thought you didn't believe 3 minutes ago. What's going on, son? Come on. But they started worshiping a molten calf. An image that was on the inside of them, and whenever pressure came, that's exactly what came out. Because they never allowed the image of God to get on the inside of them, because they just complained about Him the whole time. They had never allowed what He did for them to get on the inside of them. They didn't. But they allowed that to stay on the inside of them, and that's why they got up early and worshiped and praised it. Why else would they get up and praise it? And worship it and make a feast. But they wouldn't for God. Hmm? Come on, what are you praising? See, what are you praising? What are you spending? Look, I don't mean to say this. It's not me, it's the Holy Ghost. Get mad at Him. Talk to God after this. We'll just settle that. All right? So what are we spending time on? What are we praising? See, we want to complain, God, why ain't I this far? God, what's going on here? Well, what are we doing with our time?
Yeah.
What are we doing with our time?
Yeah.
If you abide in me, and my words abide in the TV, and on the PlayStations and Xboxes, then you'll get a little bit further. That's what we think. That's why we stay on them. Hallelujah, help me, Jesus, because if we don't get moving, people's going to get mad. Smile and poke your neighbor and say, he's not talking to you, I promise. Amen. Amen. Y'all ever been preaching and all of a sudden you're like, Jesus, what do you have me saying? Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, yeah, yeah. Look, amen. Amen it is. Yeah, it's helping all of us, helping me. Amen. Because if we really want to go anywhere, we got to follow God. Amen. Stay on His plan, stay with Him. Amen. I'm not saying we can't enjoy life.
That's right.
Say amen to that.
Amen.
Amen. God put us here so that we can enjoy life.
That's right?
Right? Yes. And we should be able to have fun and enjoy life, correct? Yes. But we shouldn't allow that to consume our life 100%.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. That's what they did. And that's why whenever a situation came up to where they didn't know what to do now, all of a sudden, look, we don't, Moses died, okay? Moses died because he ain't here. Matter of fact, I don't even know his name anymore. That one fellow that got us out of the land, y'all remember that one time? That guy, I don't know where he's at. I think he died. What are we going to do? We're going to starve now because he used to get us fed every day in water. We ain't even got no water. Aaron, you're going to have to do something right now because we're probably about to die this evening. Quick, do something. See, pressure started doing this, and then all of a sudden something started coming out, and they was like, give me all the gold, quick, hurry. We got, hurry, just give me gold of everything right now. Look, I'm going to throw it in the fire, and then if you read on, once Moses and Jacob came back down, they said, Aaron's talking to Moses, he's like, look, I just threw the gold in the fire, all of a sudden this calf came out. How dumb you think I am, Aaron, you idiot? You just threw the gold in there, and here comes out this calf just strolling out, huh, bud? But, I mean, think about it. Think about the pressure, and then think about things in life right now. And think about people. And then just think about how they're reacting. Right? You'll see pressure, and then you'll just see people going crazy. Because if they're not settled here, then they don't know what to do. And so they're growing crazy trying to find an answer. They don't know what to do. And so they're just running amok. Going here, going there, screaming, going, well, why ain't you doing something about it right now? It's not my life. Sorry. I'm trying to help you. But look, I told you the answer. I don't have authority in your life. Look, my parents told me, y'all know I was a heathen a long time ago. I'm sure y'all was never like that. my parents told me, because, you know, I acted stupid there for a while, and my they told me, they said, look, we'll help you as much as we can. But as soon as I started doing stuff I wanted to do, drinking and all that stuff, they said, we'll help you, but we ain't gonna pay for none of this. If you want to get help, we'll help you, but we ain't going to support you. See, they were helping me. Amen. See, that's not being mean. Well, that's just being mean. No, it ain't. Because where would I be at if they just paid for everything and got me out of every situation? Amen. But back to the molten calf, you know, whenever a situation comes up, what's the image on the inside of us? What's the first thing that comes out? Cussing? When we're working on something, smash our finger, what's the first thing that comes out? Cussing? I mean, because we could learn a whole nother language if we got in here.
Yeah.
Amen. Y'all really are quiet in this full gospel church this morning. Amen. 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 I'm not perfect, never claimed to be.
Amen.
Amen. It's a progression. We're all moving forward, right?
Yes, that's right.
Amen. So don't sit there and be like, I can't believe he's just talking about me this whole time. I ain't talking about you. I ain't talking about you. I don't even know who you are, matter of fact. But what's the image on the inside of us? We need to ask ourselves that. In a think of the last situation that came up. What was the image that really came out? What was the image that came out? And then adjust from there. Go, okay, I can see where I can fix that. I can see where I can adjust there. I can see what I can do to fix and move forward. Amen.
Amen.
You'll never guess what I seen so-and-so wearing the other day. I don't know why I'm talking about that. Did you see what she wore? I'd never wear that. What in the world does that have to do with you? You know, hey man. Hallelujah. I guess we're just going to cover everybody and myself this morning. Where is Chelsea when you need her? Amen. Look. Amen. Hallelujah. We got to focus on ourselves. Amen.
Amen.
I want to. Amen. We love each other. Amen. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. Glory. Yeah. Hallelujah. Look, I really thought we was going to be preaching this morning. That's what I get for thinking. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Turn over to Luke, please, one. Luke, one, please. If we're not walking in love, if we're not staying in love, then our faith really ain't going to work. It's not. So what somebody's doing or not doing is none of our business. And so if we'll just constantly stay out of the way and keep our nose out of it, then our faith walk will continually to grow. But if our nose continually stays in it, then it'll continually be hindered. And then we'll continually question, why isn't my faith working, or why am I constantly just hitting a roadblock right here? That's why. That's why. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. Amen. Luke Luke 1. Hallelujah. Verse 13. But the angel said unto him, Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall what? Amen. Everybody all right?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Good. Amen. 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 Bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. Say John.
John.
And thou shalt have joy and gladness. And many, say many, shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and shall be filled with the Holy Ghost even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God. And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for what?
Lord.
Amen. And Zacharias said unto the angel, Whereby shall I know this? For I'm an old man. And my wife, she's older than me. Boy, thank God she wasn't there. He'd be dead. That'd be the last time we ever heard about Zacharias right there. Next. And the angel answering said unto him, I am Gabriel that stands where? And I am sent to speak unto thee and to show what? And behold, thou shalt what? Shall be dumb and not able to speak until the day that these things shall be what? Because thou believest not what? Which shall be fulfilled in their season. It's amazing that he prayed for something. How many times have we done that? Prayed for something. Prayed for it. And then the angel shows up and says, hey, you're going to have a kid, just like you've been believing God for. How? I'm too old. My wife? She real old.
Amen.
That's what he did. He's in there praying, God, you know, I want to have a son. You know, me and my wife, we want to have a kid. We've never had a kid. You know, we want to have a kid. Angel shows up, hey, your prayer is heard. You're going to have a kid. How? How? I'm old. I don't know if you've seen my wife. Way older than me. How is it going to happen? How? He said, look, because you're ignorant, you can't speak no more until it's fulfilled. Because you're probably going to speak against this and it won't become fulfilled. So you're going to have to be dumb until it's fulfilled. So sometimes what we should do is after we pray for something, get duct tape, just wrap it around our face, walk around. Amen. Until we get the revelation of, you know what? Once I believe God for it, that's it. Nothing's moving me out of it. Why is it not moving me out? Because I'm steadfast. I'm settled. I'm unmovable. I'm not moving. I believed God for it. It belongs to me. It's mine, and I have it now.
Amen.
Amen. And that's exactly what he told him, right? He said, I can't believe you're going against everything you're believing God for right now. You've been praying for it, and now you're speaking against it. How many times have we been praying for something, then we start speaking against it? What kind of sense does that make? We start believing God for something, then we go, well, I don't know if God can do that or not. Well, I don't know. That's a lot of money to be paying off. Hallelujah. By the way, mine and my wife's, that Yukon is paid off. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Blessed be God forevermore. Hallelujah. I'm excited about that. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, amen. Glory be to God. We steady getting them done. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Amen. But he made him unable to speak because he didn't want him speaking against it. He didn't. It's amazing that he had to do that because he knew if he would have spoke against it, it wouldn't have came to pass. So how much more of once we believe God for something, why do we think if we speak against it, it's still going to come to pass? But yet that angel had to shut his mouth up because he knew if he speaks against this, it's not coming to pass. It cannot happen. Well, it's God, though. It has to come to happen. Then why didn't he just let him speak then? Answer me that then. Why not? Because your words. Amen. Wow. Go over to Romans, please. One of our new favorites around here. Romans 4:17. Passion, obviously. Say amen when you get there. Excuse me. Real fast, y'all can read it later. Write this down, please. Ain't got time to go to it. Daniel, obviously. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Y'all remember them?
Yes.
Good. It's Daniel 3, about 19. You can read down through there. It talks about Nebuchadnezzar. He lit up the fire 7 times hotter. Y'all remember that? But about verse 20, it says, or 19, it says that he got the fire 7 times hotter. And then verse 20, it says that he got his strongest men to bind them. So he first lit the fire 7 times hotter. Right? So what's that doing to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? He's trying to pressure them. He's trying to get fear instilled in them to get them to move. Right? That's all he's doing. Because how hot does fire have to be to burn you? Fire. Just fire. He's making it 7 times hotter. So he's trying to instill fear into them. He's trying to make pressure to get them to move out of what they're saying. And then he says, and get the strongest men I have to bind them. So it's not just the fire's hotter, but get the strongest people I have and get them to bind them. Pressure. Getting them to try to get them to move out of what they're believing. But they wouldn't compromise and they wouldn't move. They stayed with exactly what they said. That's what the scripture means when it says, I have made you the father of many nations. He is our example and father, for in God's presence he believed that God can raise the dead and call into being things that don't even exist yet. Amen. Against all odds. Against what? All odds.
Yes,
everything that says you can't,
yeah. Yes, sir.
You're not able to, you'll never be able to, you're too old, you're too young, you're not smart enough, you're not great enough, you're too poor, you don't have enough money, you're not tall enough, you don't have enough color in your hair's not long enough, you don't have enough hair, whatever your mama, you know, whatever. Against all odds. All odds. When it looked
hopeless.
See, it looked hopeless to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. It looked hopeless. It looked hopeless. It looked like this is it. But they stood. They were settled. They said, light it. Light it 10 times harder. Ain't got nothing to do with me. Go for it, Captain. I'm going to walk through this bad boy wide open. Light it up, son. Don't look. I wish I'd have been there. Right? I'd have been that guy just mouthing. Right? Light it up then, sucker. You know, I've been that guy in the corner. Oh, man. You want me to help you light it? You know? Look, if you don't want to be crazy, don't be friends with me. I'm just going to tell you right now. Look. Abraham, when it looked hopeless, I don't know what we're going to do. They said that, you know, I only got 3 months to live. Good. I got a verse for that. Good. Good. I know exactly what we can read now. Hallelujah. Blessed be God forevermore. Look, you want another really good crazy friend? Her initials are Stephanie Ellsworth.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. She'll help stand with you.
Amen.
Because against all odds, when it looks hopeless, like nothing's changing, who cares? Who cares what it looks like? It has to change. Because as soon as I said amen, it was done. Amen means so be it. It's done. It has to change. It has to change. Either that or the word of God is a lie. And number one, I know it's not. Abraham believed the promise and expected God to fulfill it. Not us, not your wife, not your husband, not your job, not your business, not your bank account, not your secretary, not your investment person, not your stocks. I'm telling you, God to fulfill it. God to fulfill it. He took God at what? See, because what did John 15:7 say? If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Y'all remember Brother Hagin? He was with, I forget his name, but the, y'all can look it up, but the guy was, he knew like 32 different languages. Yeah, that's amazing, right? Like Greek, just a bunch. And he was in like the military obviously used him a lot because he just knew so many different languages. But he was preaching, and he was talking to Brother Hagin one day and started reading that to Brother Hagin in the Greek. And he told him, he said, you know, the literal Greek says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and if I don't have it, I'll make it for you. That's what the literal Greek says. If I don't have it, I'll make it for you. That's what God said. Not me, God. Not me, I can't. God can. Amen. Abraham believed the promise and expected God to fulfill it. Say God. Amen. To fulfill it. He took God at his word, and as a result, see, there's always a result when you take him at his word. He became the father of many nations. God's declaration over him came to pass. Your descendants will be so many that they will be impossible to count. In spite of being 100 years old, when the promise of having a son was made, his faith was so strong that it could not be undermined by the fact that he and Sarah were incapable of conceiving a child. He said, regardless that we old as dirt, sir, we fathers of many nations, son. We about to have babies. For real, when you get like that, think of the possibilities. Think of the desires of your heart. Think about it. Once you get like that, God, you said it, it belongs to me. You said I can have it, it belongs to me. And then you're unshakable. You're settled. You just walking through life talking about, oh, shut up, Satan, ignorant, moving. Not even letting things bother you even anymore. Little things that used to kind of get underneath your skin, you're just like, what's up, son? I'm the father of many nations. I'm the father of many nations. You don't understand. Regardless, but you're old. How are you going to have a kid? You're old. Your mama's old. Whatever. I don't care. God said it. It's up to him to fulfill it, not me. Amen. That's how we all need to get. Amen. God said it. He'll fulfill it. Amen. Anybody get anything out of that this morning? Amen. Good. Good. Amen. I'm glad everybody's happy now. Good. Hallelujah. Awesome. I ain't got to run. That's good. Amen. Amen. Well, Father God, we love, thank you, praise you. And we thank you, Father God, for your word this morning. We thank you, Father God. We will continue to meditate on it and to grow from it. And I thank you, Father God, that we will not allow Satan to come immediately to steal it, but we will guard it and keep it. And we thank you for it, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, everybody agreed, said amen. Amen.